In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Quoting Psychology Today. We've all known a martyr. He or she is the one who suffers more than anyone else, who complains about his or her burdens but refuses to accept the help that would lessen them. Somewhere in your life, there's probably a martyr martyring him or herself right now. He or she is that friend, parent, spouse, coworker, roommate, etc., who makes sure you know that he or she is sacrificing and suffering for you and for the good of everyone but themselves. Those with martyr syndrome suffer out loud in full display. The martyr is committed to being the one who doesn't get to be happy, who doesn't get what everyone else gets. End quote. Martyr. As you just heard, this is how our culture and society currently defines the concept of a martyr. To the world, a martyr is someone who is codependent, passive-aggressive, seeking attention through the drama that they create, to the constant suffering and trouble that comes their way. This whole martyr complex, as it is called in our society, is manipulative, selfish. It's all about the ego. Sadly, we as Christians have had our word stolen. Martyr, in the New Testament, in the early church, in the life of the Christian, really is the exact opposite of how our culture uses this term. The word in Greek, martys, literally means witness. It is somebody who embodies the witness of Jesus. Peter, in his letter to us, says that Jesus suffered for us on our behalf, and that he gave us an example that we might follow in his footsteps, that we would be witnesses, that we would be martyrs of his way. But let's be clear, this is not like the way our culture defines being a martyr. Jesus' example was not one of attention seeking. In fact, it was quite the opposite. You can hear him saying in the Sermon on the Mount, "Do not do your works of goodness for others to be seen. Do not let others see that you are suffering. Do not even let your right hand know what your left hand is doing." For Jesus, the way of the martyr is the opposite of attention seeking. It's about doing things for God, the one who sees in secret, Jesus says. Jesus certainly suffered as a martyr, but he didn't draw attention to his suffering. He patiently endured, quietly looking to his Father. He didn't run his mouth and talk back the way that so many with a martyr complex in our world do. No, Jesus was silent. And he didn't retaliate. He didn't try to get even. He didn't fight back. He turned the other cheek. Even though he was the freest of all, the very Son of God among us, who had none above him, he lowered himself to become a servant, a slave of all. He entrusted himself to his Father, to the one who judges justly. This was goodness embodied. He was a witness, a martyr. He bore witness, not to his ego, to the suffering, the pain, the drama that he was undergoing. No, he bore witness to the one, to the Father. The one who judges all, provides for all, protects all. Even the way that Christians think about being a martyr oftentimes is just about physical death and persecution. And yes, being a martyr, as it was with Jesus, may lead to physical death. But more than anything, being a martyr in the Christian sense is about the death of the ego. The death of the ego so that we can point not to ourselves, but to the one, to the Father, who is over us all. So Peter in our text is calling us to be martyrs. He says, Jesus suffered for you in order to give you an example so that you would walk in the same footsteps. And as he gives us examples, it's really interesting what Peter does. He does not focus on a single group that has power in society or culture. Peter does not speak to the authorities. Peter does not speak to masters and bosses. Peter does not primarily, at least, speak to husbands, only in passing. Who does Peter speak to? He speaks to those on the bottom. He pinpoints those who are under authorities, under rulers. He pinpoints those who are servants and slaves and employees and workers. And he pinpoints women and wives. Why? Because this is where the witness, the true martyrdom, takes place. It is in weakness, from the world's perspective, where the witness of God's power shines. Where are you at the bottom of pyramids? Where are you under power and authority, maybe oppression, even tyranny? Where you find yourself in this kind of position, now is your moment, Peter says, to shine forth as a martyr, not as someone who's drawing attention to your ego, to your pain, to your suffering, but as one who can bear witness to the footsteps of Jesus, the one who gave us the example, who walked the way. Jesus suffered for us. By his wounds we are healed. Peter says, he has given us an example to follow. So let's be martyrs. Martyrs in the political realm, he says. Rulers, authorities, tyrants, oppressors, humble yourself. Don't fight them. It's not worth it. Live as Jesus did under the oppression of Rome, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the high priests. And at work, live as a martyr at work. Bosses, employers, masters, maybe seeming very much like slave drivers. Again, this is our moment. This is our place to bear witness as martyrs, pointing to a God who is a true and good master. And at home, in Peter's world, women were often the ones without power at home, the oppressed. And in our world, that can still be very true. And so Peter talks to the women and says, let your lives shine. You have the opportunity to bear witness to something so much greater than you, so much greater than your husband, who may be a disobedient, abusive tyrant. You can point to something incredible with your life by walking in the example of Jesus. Let goodness shine through what you do. Entrust yourself to the one who judges justly. Be martyrs. Again, not drawing attention to yourself and your ego, but pointing to God. Pointing the rulers to the fact that there is one who runs the whole show. pointing to tyrannical bosses, that there is one who knows how to treat his workers and servants. And even in households, to husbands, or maybe even wives who have grabbed power, that we would live pointing to a different way, a self-sacrificial way, that we have a true father, a true husband, and we as the church are the bride. Let's be martyrs. Let's die 1,000 deaths of our ego every day. Let's bear witness to truth, to love. When they hate us, we'll pray for them. When they curse us and lash out with their words, we'll bless them. And even when they abuse us and do terrible things to us, we'll return it with good. This is our witness, because it's not about us. It's about our Father, the one judge, the one ruler, the one good husband, the one good father over us all. He's providing for us. He's protecting us. We can put ourselves in his hands. Amen.